Greetings, it's the Redford Cowboy. And I got to take a quick detour because I know we're on side B, and side B is the post-conversion, the post-res band conversion to Christian music and how it has significantly impacted and continues to shape my life. But I got to take one quick detour off the path, give some props to none other than the boss, Bruce Springsteen. He is number three of my favorite artists, first one being Larry Norman, second one being Tom Petty, third, gotta be Bruce. And, you know, me being self-employed, he's the only boss I listen to. So I love the boss, and I'm about to tell you how I got into his music. And this, I came late to the party. I'm late in the game to Bruce. Hilariously, you know, maybe Chris Waterman feels the same way. We thought Bruce was only born in the USA. When you think of Bruce, you think of the American flag, you think of Glory Days, Dancing in the Dark, and 1984. So it's like, okay, this guy had other albums besides Born in the USA. Yeah, so you find out, you do a little research, there's a bigger album called Born to Run. What? That's bigger than Born in the USA that spawned six number one singles in a three-year span? Yeah, apparently there's more. And okay, I kept hearing Bruce is, you know, one of the greatest of all time, blah, blah, blah. I'm into music. I'm into rock and roll. I've seen Glory Days music video tons of times. You know, what am I missing here with Bruce? What's the deal here? Okay, well, here's how I become a believer. Because eventually, whether you like it or not, you're going to become a believer in the boss. And those people that don't, those music snobs, those hipsters, those cool people, they'll tell you this. Oh, yeah, my favorite Bruce album is Nebraska. That's how you know that they're hooked, too. When someone tells you that their favorite Bruce album is Nebraska, they're officially a fan, and they understand. Yeah, okay, I get it. It's the boss. That's how you know. So, I'm at a record store, used record store around 2000. This is the year 2000. I pick up a box set called Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band Live, 75-85. And this is a box set of a collection of 10 years of live Springsteen. And it is, I think, a 4-CD set. I get it used for a good price. I immediately go into my car. I put in disc one. Track one is a little song called Thunder Road, which is like this cinematic, orchestrated, musical movie piece that just that expands and unfolds before you. It's a 3-minute movie in which your imagination can picture this scene of happening, and that's all it took. There it is, one song, Thunder Road. Okay, I get it. This is pretty amazing. So much so that I drove over immediately to Chris Waterman's house, and I said, dude, sit in the car. You got to hear this junk. You're not going to believe this. This is the boss, man. And this is Bruce. Listen to this song. Holy cow. And we sat there with our mouth wide open, like our jaw dropped to the floor. Holy cow. What is this? And then it just went from there, and you uncovered and you discovered more. We started picking up every Bruce album, and we became fans. And late to the game, but we were fans nonetheless, so much so that the new Bruce album that came out after we became fans was The Rising, which holds a very special place in our hearts because that is an amazing album. It's Bruce's 9/11 album. We became fans, and we started seeing Bruce in concert from here on out and saw him for the next 20 years. What can we say? But I will tell you this. My favorite Bruce Springsteen album of all time, which is hands down his absolute best album, I don't care what anybody says, it's Darkness on the Edge of Town. It's the most desperate-sounding album. If you're in total desperation for life, trying to make it out, trying to fulfill and see all of your dreams realized, trying to fight against the grain and fight against status quo, and mediocrity, it's Darkness on the Edge of Town. Every single album, you can just hear, it's like your insides are exploding. The lyrics are all about, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to explode if I don't make it in this life. And it's just, it's the best Springsteen album. And my favorite song, perhaps my favorite song on that album, my favorite Bruce song of all time, is The Promised Land. So there you go. It's filled with spiritual imagery. Like a lot of Bruce's songs, he's got some biblical lyrics, biblical imagery, because he was born and raised in the Catholic faith, in the shadow of the St. Lima Catholic Church. He says the steeple, you know, he was raised in the shadow of that steeple, and or in the shadow of that building. And he can never escape his Catholic upbringing. So it always resurfaces in Bruce's lyrics. And I think Bruce is like a decent human being. He has strived to be an honest, decent dude. Not perfect. He's, you know, not everyone's a fan of his politics, blah, blah, blah. But I'm someone who can appreciate Bruce, even if I don't agree on every place he's coming from. Bruce is pretty great. He's up there, one of the best. And I gotta include him in this list. And the song that I will include from Bruce's catalog and Bruce's canon is going to be The Promised Land. Do yourself a favor. Go find it on YouTube. Find it on Spotify. Find it on your favorite streaming service. Or pick it up on a vinyl and turn the knob up to 11 and blast that sucker. Because it's the greatest song.